So the next slide that I'm going to go to is some tactical things on, you know, how to do it, right? These have been some do's and don'ts. And as I jump into that, it's good stuff. It's a little maybe different than what I'm thinking, but we'll blend it together here. So before I leave this slide though, they're not rejecting you. That's, you know, they're not rejecting you. They're rejecting the things of the Lord, right? So here's some approach, right? And and different countries are different. So, you know, you got to take what you, is Brother Eugene here? No? I think he told me once, Danny, when you're looking at something, whether if you're reading a book, you eat the fish and you spit the bones out. So some of this may not work in wherever you're from, but I found it to be somewhat effective in Canada and the United States. So remember, there's a soul in there. There it is again. I just want to keep going back to that, right? An effective greeting. Hey there, read this when you get a second. I found that to probably be the most effective greeting that I can have. If I could borrow one of those, right? You know, I'm, hey, when you get a second, read that, right? You know, I'm not asking them whether they want to or not. I found less effective greetings to be, good evening, how are you? Because most people don't want to have a conversation. You have a conversation, but if you try to start it in that manner, I've found that people just are like, okay, what does he want? He's trying to sell me something, right? So I guess in some way, I'm not giving people a choice as to whether to take the tract or not, right? I'm just saying, hey, read this when you get a second, you know, and just pass it off, right? And a lot of people will stop and then say, now the ball's in their court though, right? You know, and they'll say, oh, hey, you know, what is it? And I'll say, it's some Bible verses, you know, and so on and so forth. So how are you this evening? People I found don't like to answer that question. You would think they would, right? But I just personally have found that it's like, here's a free gift or here's something to read or, you know, hey there, read this when you get a second is probably the most effective that I've found. Can I give you something? Well, no, I don't want anything. Well, now what do you do, right? I mean, so assume the sale, I guess, is maybe the thought behind it. Just, you know, get it in their hand and then don't take it back, you know, and let the power of the word do the work, right? Body language, smile, right? I have to reset after I've handed somebody a tract and then there's nobody coming for a while. I have to realize and conscientiously think about putting a smile on my face, right? I have to, you know, I want to be, and I find myself doing this all the time. Try to tell myself, you know, keep my hands down. Don't get them up in front here because that projects a guarded situation. And believe it or not, these things make a difference. Even the color, I never wear red. Red is dead. Blue is true. I try and wear a blue shirt when I go out on the street. It's amazing. It is legitimate. Body language is legitimate. Colors are legitimate. And, you know, so people when I was working used to know it was going to be a bad day if I was in a red shirt, you know. But if I was in a blue one, I'm trying to sell something. So blue, even the things that you wear, you know. I don't want to be overdressed. I had a young man come out, suit, tie, the whole bit. And he looked a little awkward because we were near a water source and everybody else was in shorts. And, you know, so I want to just look like the people, you know, be practical. Sincerity, be the real you, right? Don't project something you're not. You're just who you are because it's all about the Lord. It's all about the word doing its perfect work, right? So you just be you, be yourself. Timing, 10-5. I use a 10-5 concept. This is another kind of proven concept. It's real simple. At 10 feet, I'm making eye contact and I smile. And at 5 feet, I speak and I greet them. So, if you want to stand up there, so we can start walking towards each other. So I'm looking at you.
wife be there, hey, how you doing, man? And greet this when we get a second. And then I'll either continue on, or if they kind of pause for a second, I do too. Right? So, you know, just doing it again. Think 10, 5, and it becomes natural, right? At first you're like, oh man, what am I doing here, right? That was 11, right? So it just becomes natural. You're like, I'm making eye contact at about 10 feet out, and then I'm starting my greeting, hey, how are you doing? And now if I ask him right here and there, you know, if I'm asking, good evening, how are you? Well, he just keeps walking right on by. He doesn't want to answer that question. But it's just how I've seen it play out. So do you want to try it with me?
Well, hey, just the fact is all you get, it's something you learn. And when I said it wasn't me, right? It wasn't me. That you can learn these things, and the Lord will help us to learn how to do it in a more effective manner. So timing, 10:05. Do have a few tracks in queue. Often there's a bunch of people coming along, right? So I always keep sifting and sorting my tracks so that I've got kind of a fan shape and the greater pile beneath. I see 4 people coming. I get 4 so I can go doot, 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 all 4, you know? So you got to kind of have some preparation in your hand to make sure that you can get them out quick enough as they come by. So use terrain, the value of a pinch point. Time and again, like I'm looking, and this goes to one of the points that you were making about how you look for the place. I want a lot of people, right? Because in a lot of respects, it's a numbers game. I'll call it that for simplicity's sake. I want to get, you know, a bunch of the word of God into the hands of people and have those few conversations or that one, with the person the Lord has brought to that place for that moment. And so I use terrain. I'm looking around. I look for a place where there's a lot of people. I try to find places where there's a stoplight where they have to stop, especially if we're preaching the gospel, where they're waiting to cross the intersection, you know. I've had times where at a red light, I'll step onto the street and walk around to the front of the group waiting at the red light, maybe 20, 25 people, and start in the front just handing the tracks out and then kind of work my way back up onto the curb. So that's one tactic. Another is just even placement of a garbage can. Like if this is the sidewalk and there's an obstacle, say here, that goes back to the wall, say there's a building there, you know, this is a pinch point. This area right here, all of these people are going to work their way around whatever that object is and funnel through this little area. So a good spot is right here. Because I know all those people are going to come past me. That obstacle says they are, you know. And I'm not hiding behind it or anything, you know. A lot of times I'll walk away a little bit and then turn back into the group that's coming. And, hey, read this when you get a moment. And so I try to use the terrain. I mean, the Lord gave us a brain, right? And when we go fishing, right, we know where to go fishing. And how to do it. And so you start to look for, okay, where am I going to maximize the ability to hand out Bible tracts? And so you come up with a strategy of that nature. Don't impede the flow of traffic, especially in Canada and the United States. You cannot step in front of a person in Canada unless you want a ticket. You can't stop and step in front of a person and hand out a tract and block their. You can't impede the flow of traffic even on the sidewalk. So, and that doubles for out in the traffic in the United States and Canada. So, I know people that have got tickets for impeding the flow of traffic, in Canada in particular. So, they will enforce that rule. So we do stand off to the side fairly frequently, and or find ourselves walking towards whomever it is that's coming towards us. And, you know, just try to, you know, hey, here, read this when you get a minute, right? But to stop them in their tracks and say, hey, when you get a second, read this, it's affronting to them and it's against the law. So can't impede the flow of traffic, so.